this session. Okay, we're going to be talking about building your learning center this week, which is step 9 in the process, and we're going to talk about giving your learning center a personal USP. And you can call it a USP, but I mean a personal USP. What you're trying to do is to make a great learning center offer just for your customer. Whoever that customer is, they should look at that learning center offer as being just for them. And you want to make that, you want to do more than just give people that impression. You do want to make it just for them. And I know you're selling one to many, and it's impossible to please everybody, but it is possible to attract the people that are going to be wanting the offer that you have. And if you don't do anything other than organize your content and make it consumable, give it to your buyers, you already have a good offer. All you're doing is taking everything that you have of value, putting it in one place, making it available to the people that are buying your offers, you've already got a valuable offer. And I would really encourage you, if you haven't done this already, is to put together that Learning Center offer. And this is everything that you have that's good, that's related to the people that you're trying to teach, and put it in one place and make it available today. And it doesn't have to be fancy right now. Just create an offer today. Put a membership plugin or a membership site or something where you've got everything in one place and everybody can get all of your stuff. And the question is getting the right content in the Learning Center to match the people that come see the offer. So you want to do that. Make sure that you're getting that part right. All the content in the Learning Center matches the people that come see the offer. You are really trying to develop the offer as well as develop an offer that fits the people that resonate with the things you're talking about. One of the benefits of doing this weekly workshop is you're going to figure out what really resonates with people that you do. And you're going to be working and tailoring that Learning Center offer to fit them. You should eventually have a good way of understanding what people want if you're there every week and you're teaching them. You also want to make sure you're getting the right content for the people that stay. People that stay inside of your membership over time. You want to make sure you're getting the right bonus. And so, whatever you're doing that, you're adding to the Learning Center, over time, you want to make sure you're getting those things right. And you've got to have a method for getting your customer to consume what it is you're putting together. And that's going to be the key. So it's not so much that's got to be, it's got to be a lot. What you do have in there, it's got to be consumable. It's got to have extras. It's got to be the kind of content that makes people want to stay. And then it's got to match what they're trying to do. And that's really what you're trying to do over time. There's no one size fits all offer. What you've got to try to do is Okay, sorry about that. Okay, so there's no one-size-fits-all offer. What you've got to try to do is you've got to try to have goals for their consumption. So you've got to try to think about what what they're trying to accomplish, and you're kind of really designing a learning center that makes their goals so that they've got to consume what you have. And so what you've got to do is you've got to try to put your content between their goals and what they're trying to accomplish so that they really need your product and what you're putting inside of the membership in order to accomplish what it is that they really want to do. And when you get something that's working, keep doing it. So don't try to change things over time. What you're really trying to do is to figure out what do people really want and what can you really put in there that helps them to accomplish those goals. And so what you've got to do over time is gather intel. What do I mean by that? When you're trying to figure out what the right content is going to be inside of the Learning Center, that's not always going to be obvious when you start. When you start making an offer, you've got to try to figure that out. And you've got to try to figure out, again, what are they trying to get to? Where's their destination? Where's their goal? And so you've got to ask them. It really is that simple. And you've got to have a way of everybody that comes through a particular form, specifically your membership. Now, you're not going to do this with all your customers, but if somebody decides they want to pay you monthly or they're going to pay a higher ticket price, you've got to get them to the point and try to figure out what are they trying to accomplish. So you've got to ask them. And when possible, develop an onboarding program. This is a very cumbersome process, and it's not a clean process, but you've got to try to get them to, and it doesn't have to be long. It can be 15 minutes. It can be 30 minutes. It can be an hour. It really depends on how you want to do it. What I would say is that you set it at 15 minutes, so that's the expectation. If it goes longer, it goes longer, but you're really trying to figure out what it is they're trying to accomplish so that you can structure your entire membership around the people and what they're trying to do. An onboarding call is the ideal way to do that. Yes, you can ask people, you can send an email out and you can ask them to write you back, but really talking to people and hearing it in their own voice is important if you can do it. Also, this is not very popular, but I'm going to suggest that you do this. Whatever your support channel is, do at least some of your own support. Don't outsource all your support. You need to see the problems that are happening in your business in real time. Now, again, you may have someone else doing the legwork. You may have someone else doing the answering of support and handling some of the technical issues. I'm not saying you have to have your hands in all that, but you should see the problems. You should see what people are saying. You should make people feel good about writing you so that you can hear it exactly in what they're trying to do. And this will tell you what to put inside your membership. You're going to see and hear people in their own voice. You're going to see and hear people in what it is they're trying to accomplish. Now, I don't have this in my presentation, but all roads need to go back to your support. So you need to reroute all email that comes back to you to your support. So anything that people reply to you about, somebody replies to your email, they should be writing to your support. You want everything routed to your support so that you can see everything. If people send email back to your personal email, you're going to miss it, I promise you. That's no way to really chronicle what issues people are having. That's no way to chronicle what they're trying to do. But if you will run everything to your support, what you're doing is you're pushing everything to an area where you're going to have a record of everything that people say, and that's what you want. Ask open-ended questions when you're sending email on a daily basis. Give people an opportunity to say something back to you. So put something in there so that you're getting exactly what people want and you're getting exactly what they're trying to accomplish. So try to leave open-ended questions and try to ask them on a regular basis. What you're doing is gathering intel. Start a forum or a community. And it doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be super involved. Just start one so that you can give people the opportunity. And please don't be afraid of having it be a ghost town. Listen, a community or forum doesn't have to be vibrant like Facebook or YouTube or all those places, because that's not what it is. What you're really trying to do is you're trying to give people a voice so you can hear it. Now, having said all that, don't rely on the information you're getting from people about what they're trying to do from social media. Because when people are talking on social media, when people are writing and posting on social media, they're really advertising. So no one's giving you their true opinion of what they want when they're talking. What they're trying to do typically is they're trying to promote themselves. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just if you're relying on that information in order to try to decide what you're going to put in your membership, that's not a good place to get the information. The only time the information you're getting on social media is going to be fully reliable is when you're selling something directly involving that social media platform. So in other words, if you're getting information from a Facebook group, if you're doing something about Facebook groups, that information is reliable. So I would say, or if it revolves around that Facebook group. So don't really rely on information about a specific product that's outside of the medium and about something that's not about that medium. And then whenever you get information from any of these sources, listen. Now, this is going to be a time when you don't talk and you don't try to answer and you don't try to tell people what they're thinking. You have to listen. You have to take notes. You have to write down what they're saying. You have to take some time to contemplate. Don't talk over people. When people are writing you in support, listen to them. When you are on an onboarding call, listen to them. When you ask questions open-ended in their email, listen to them. Now, again, once again, please make sure you're routing all responses, every response that people can get to you, back to your support. Use the information that you get to determine what you have need of, what you need inside your member area. So use that information. Use all the information that you get to decide on what it is you're going to put in there. Related to that, watch the market. So try to determine what the market is doing. Watch what's selling consistently in your market. When you're deciding how you're going to set a USP for your learning center, you've got to see what people are buying. And when you try to figure out what they're buying, it's not a matter that you've got to go and recreate what somebody else is selling. That's not the idea. You got to try to figure out, what are people trying to accomplish when they buy this stuff? Or what are they trying to accomplish? Because those are things you got to design your membership to try to help. You're trying to, remember, help people. You're trying to position your membership or your learning center between where people are and the places they're trying to go. And so when you're looking at all the information you're getting, you know, what kind of questions are people asking? You know, look through that information. Try to determine what's selling on the marketplace that people are going to get in order to try to accomplish their own goals. And also, I've heard this, and I've even taught this over years, and I'm just going to tell you, you have to be careful about going to Amazon to look at the best sellers to determine and trying to say that this is the way you determine what it is people are looking for and what it is people want to know. Kindle buyers, right? They're different from information product buyers. They just are. Someone who buys a Kindle book on a specific subject, they're not always going to be willing to buy an information product on that same subject. Those are typically two different markets. Now, in some cases, they intersect, but you can't always bank on seeing something in the bestseller list on Kindle and saying that, hey, you know what? I'm going to create a product on this. It's not always going to be the same thing. One thing I will say social media is good for, use Facebook search. Because typically when you do a search, you take a keyword, you put it in your search, you'll see what that keyword is going to mean in your network and what Facebook tries to do with their search. And again, this is all organic. It doesn't cost you anything. And I'm not saying, please don't think I'm saying go out and buy Facebook ads. I'm saying put a keyword in your Facebook so that you'll be able to see what your friends are saying about that keyword. And that's going to be pretty important if you're intentional about who you connect with. Now, if you've been random about the way you've been connecting with people, your social media keyword searches are not going to tell you anything. What you want to do is you want to be intentional, even if you've got to take your personal people, and you may have to let them go off of Facebook if you're using Facebook for business, because you want that search engine to give you information. And you want that information to give you, you want that information to be, what are people talking about when I put a keyword in there that I'm interested in? So again, please watch the market, try to determine what people are saying about a particular issue, and then build that into your learning center. And then when you start thinking about if you're going to redo your contacts, excuse me, for your social media, so again, so your searches are going to be pure, I'm just going to tell you that if you're going to use your social media for personal use, and I don't know if you're allowed to have two accounts, but if you got to choose between the two, I say distance yourself from the personal unless you've just got a reason that you cannot be on social media for personal reasons. You really want to try to get as many of your contacts in your business as you can, in your sub niches as you can, in your niches as you can, so that when you do a search in social media, you'll be able to see what your keyword means to the people that are in your circle. Now, that's an imperfect search, because just because you get results when you're doing that doesn't mean that people are posting about that keyword on social media. It's one method in addition to all the others that you're using to get some intel. Beef up your offer. How do you beef up the offer? How do you add to the offer? When you create your learning center, you want to start with something that you typically are only going to have to do once. So you don't want to put a bunch of things in there that require you to have to be there week after week. And whatever you're going to be adding to your offer over time, what you want to do is you want to try to give the people who are inside of your membership something that will help you, help them to accomplish the goals they're trying to get to based on what you learn. Now, again, you should be learning all of this all of the time. You should be thinking about how to accomplish these things on behalf of the members. And, you know, whatever you give to your Learning Center members, sell to the general public. So in other words, give it to your members, yes, but also put a price on it and sell it to the public. It's a way to monetize, right? You should be doing additional training for your membership all of the time. But again, the same thing is true. When you do that additional training, you bring in guest experts to your members. You provide blueprints to your members. Take all those things, package them, bundle them up, and sell them to the public. So yeah, you know, you're going to give your members some perks, but you want to also then monetize that same stuff and sell it to the public. But when you do this kind of stuff, don't create more work for yourself. So I'm just going to encourage you, think twice about creating a social media group. That's the default for a lot of people, that all I've got to do is add this on to my product and people are going to love it. They're going to get in and they're going to talk to each other and they're going to be talking about the things that I'm going to be talking about in my product. And that could be true. You want to be careful about that because it's free to run a social media group and because it's always present. So in other words, some people are just going to be on there because they're bored, and you don't need to have people taking up your time on social media when you've got to be in production mode. So if being and having a social media group actually does generate profit for the time you spend in, it makes sense to do. But please do not do that by default, because you are creating work for yourself. You will have to be there more than you intended. It doesn't matter how many hours that you've allotted, you will spend more hours than you thought you did if you start one and you connect it to your product. And what you also do, and you don't do it knowingly, most people do it unwittingly. It's just the nature of starting a social media group. You're creating the wrong kind of dependence. You want people to consume your content. You don't want them to depend on you. So that's not the idea. So yeah, if you want to start a group and you're willing to be there and you're willing to talk, and you will develop a good bond and a good relationship. But what you're doing is you're developing a dependence. And that's not what you want to do. You want people to have success on their own with what it is you created. And that's what you've really got to do. So you've got to get them to consume your information, not to be dependent on you. That's not consumption. Just because you got me to be involved with you and to talk to you, that doesn't necessarily help you to accomplish your goals. So be careful about defaulting to start a social media group to add on to a purchase that somebody makes to you, because you will foster dependence and it's not always going to be the right kind of dependence. Probably the most important thing when you're doing these things is to grow personally and let members learn with you. So one of the ways that you perfect a membership, no membership starts out perfect, but you can perfect one over time. And the way you do that is to grow personally yourself. And then let people learn what you're learning. So what you've got to do is you've got to set a path toward really being a life, I don't like the term lifelong learner because everybody's a lifelong learner. You're really trying to learn in your niche. You're trying to be a person that's always looking to improve and trying to get the information about what's working and what's going to work. Bring in guest experts that you want to learn from. So yeah, you can ask the question in your group, hey, you know, who do you want to talk to? Who do you want me to talk to? Like I said, that's not always going to be reliable information. If you bring in a guest expert that you want to learn from, when you bring that person on, you're going to ask the right questions. You're going to ask them to cover the right things. If you just leave it to chance and you're going to ask your members, hey, you know, who do you want me to talk to? Who do you want me to bring in? It sounds good, but what you really should be doing is bringing in guest experts that you personally want to learn from, and avoid celebrities. So the idea of doing these kinds of things is not to bring in somebody who is famous, even though somebody famous could bring good information. And if you get someone who's famous and they happen to be, let's say, popular, and they bring good information, I think that's fine. But in general, the celebrity route is really kind of take your brand in a particular direction. And if you're going to be an educator in your market and you're going to be about bringing in celebrities and big names, that's going to be in conflict, because you want people to come to you and your workshops because of who you are. And ultimately, everything you sell is going to be because of who you are. If you make it about celebrities, you change the equation, and you've got to be careful about that. Do live webinars and give your members the opportunity to attend those live webinars where you are going to be teaching on a regular basis. Here's a good thing, and here's something that a lot of people do that kind of goes unmentioned. When you go to an event, or you go to a summit, or you pay, or you know, you do a lot of, let's say, you go to an event, you learn a lot, take some notes, and give those notes to your members at no additional charge. Don't sell them, right? That's not the idea. But you want to tell people what you're learning and give people the opportunity to learn with you. And what you're indirectly saying is, hey, you know what? I'm always improving, and I'm always looking for ways to help you. I'm always looking for ways to keep your membership upgraded. That's what you're indirectly saying, but you really should be doing it. Now, I said here that in some cases you can sell your notes to non-members. I'm going to say be careful about that. I would say that if you're taking notes on something where somebody created something and you know, you win or you went virtually, you don't want to sell that stuff, right? In general, it's a good idea, you know, if you're going to give it away, you know, as a perk to your membership, I think that's a good way, right? So what you're really doing when you do that is you're providing your own form of social proof. One thing that you can do in your membership that I really encourage you to do is to teach the fundamentals of success in your niche as defined by you. So it doesn't have to be anybody else's definition of what success is. You're immersed in the concepts, and you've already kind of did a deep dive into what you know your members are trying to achieve, and you're trying to position your membership between where they are and where they need to go. You're trying to make sure you're getting the right content in, trying to get the right speakers in, you're trying to get the right people, the right set of resources in. Now, again, it's not going to start out like that, right? So what you're doing is you're immersing yourself into what is it going to take to give these folks success, and you're positioning your membership between their success and where they are. Now, it's rare when somebody in the industry who runs a membership teaches fundamentals. That's where you are going to be able to excel. If you will just teach the fundamentals, and you will make sure that there are ways that people can know not just the basics, but the things they absolutely have to know. Whatever your marketer is, whatever your marketer niche is, there are some bedrock principles. There are some absolutes. Teach the absolutes first. So before you start teaching loopholes and all the other things, you want to go on record as having taught the fundamentals, because most people think they're above the fundamentals. It's human nature. Most people think that they're past them. Most people think that they don't have to know those things, that they really got to have those edge. But at the same time, they're not really doing them. And because of that, they're probably suffering in some area. Now, let's just talk about online business. Everybody doesn't believe that they've got to focus on building a list. And you should be teaching your customers, if your market is in business, you've got to teach your customers to build a list. But if they don't think that that's fundamental because they're working on some kind of, you know, social media fancy loophole, then they're never going to get around to sustaining a customer base, right? And their customer base is always going to belong to somebody else. That's just one example. But you've got to teach them the fundamentals, whatever they are, whatever that is in your niche. And the other thing, you know, about fundamentals, people think they take too long, so they don't want to do them. That's another reason why you will develop a USP just by teaching the fundamentals, whatever they are. What are the fundamentals for your sub-niche? Those are going to be the things you need to teach. And you can even define your core principles around those things. You need to go on record as having something available where people knows, where people know what the boundaries are. They need to know what the boundaries are. They need to know exactly what they should be doing. And again, everybody's free. They're adults. They're going to go off. They're going to do whatever they think is right. But you have got to, whatever your sub-niche is, you have got to go on record and you've got to put that in your membership. It's got to be someplace that people can get it. And quite frankly, you may not even know what the fundamentals are when you get started. That's okay. Teach them live and record them for your members. Right. Just do that. Teach the fundamentals live and do it as a perk. Do it as a benefit. Put that on your sales page. And again, it's like everything else. You're going to actually make an offer to the people that are not your members so they can get access to it also. Here's the thing. Your members should have, at minimum, they should have some working document that they can look at any point in time to determine what their success is. They should be able to look at a list of things and try to figure out, okay, you know what, where am I? Where am I and where should I be? What should I be doing? What should I be looking to do? How am I going to get there? And if you don't have it, this is something that you have to develop. Conclusion, be intentional. So how do you be intentional? Actually, the conclusion is to be yourself, right? To be yourself. And I say that with a caveat. Be yourself, and I say that with a caveat. People are buying you as stated by Ben Settle. It's one of the things that Ben Settle has said is that when people buy a product, they're really buying you. And this is one of the reasons why you want to be about doing that weekly workshop. Because again, every time you do that workshop and you get ready to get people warmed up for your recommendation, you're telling people what you're about, you're telling people how to be successful. So again, I just want to encourage you, if you're not doing that weekly workshop, make sure you're doing it. But when you do that and you actually make an offer, people are going to be buying you. They're not buying the thing. And so here's the question. How are you going to give people you in a way that benefits them? So how do you give people that piece of you that when they get it, it's going to help them to become who they can be? Now, as I said, the way you do that is every single week. And again, all this stuff is so boring, but it works. You position yourself as an educator. You do a weekly workshop. And you put yourself in the sub-niche. And you teach. And you give some portion of yourself away. Now, I'm not saying that you don't do a sales webinar. So if you got a sales webinar, go do a sales webinar. I'm saying once a week, set aside some time. It can be, think about this, 30 minutes out of 168 hours. You're going to position yourself as an educator for the people who are going to be your members or people that want to be your members. Learn from other people. So take people on the journey with you. Put aside some time. Find your dream 100. And then put your dream 100 on the spot. Learn from them. And then give your members the opportunity to learn with them. Bring them on the live call. Give them the recording. Give them the transcript. Give them a summary. There's so many things you can do when you're learning from different people who are, quote, gurus. Whoever the guru is in your market teaching people like you, you got to go to them. You got to learn from them. And then you got to teach your people exactly what you learned. What are you basically doing? You're growing yourself. So all you're doing in order to give your learning center a personal USP is you are growing. So you grow by learning the things you know that are going to be helping you and helping your customers, and you're allowing your customers to be part of the growth. And yeah, you're monetizing it. Yeah, you're allowing people who are not in your membership to pay you to become part of that. Yeah, you're only doing this for your members. And I say this at the same time, when everybody is giving away their content free, you got so many people in an attempt to get traffic and to get a silver button from YouTube, giving away all of their content. And I'm not saying that you don't do anything on these sites. I'm saying, though, when you start to build a place where people can get something basically special that's going to help them to get where they've got to go, you've got to reserve the right to give them the information and not give it to people who all they're looking for and going on YouTube is something for free. Look, you're going to be right next to the person that's doing entertainment news on their feed. And if you think that doesn't affect how people are going to view your information, then you're not studying human psychology. It's going to distract them, and it's going to lower the value of the information you bring. And it's going to make people less likely to want to pay for it, what it is you are offering. Always monetize the growth you're doing, the personal growth you're doing. So this might sound mercenary, and it might sound like it might make you a little uncomfortable to think about. I'm purposefully putting this here because it is something that you need to think about. You need to be growing. You need to share that growth with your membership, and you need to monetize that growth by sharing with people and charging people in order to get what you have. Now, I'm not saying you're going to make a gazillion sales, but if you're as an information marketer and you go and you're learning and you are expanding and you're growing, you've got to find a way to take that growth, pass it on to other people, and then give them the opportunity to pay you to participate in your growth. Please do not think that you've got to wait to become a superior expert in order to be paid as an information marketer. That's not the idea here. This journey we've been on for all of these weeks is not about you getting to the end and then monetizing. You should be monetizing right now. And every time you grow personally, and sometimes, I don't really have that in here, but sometimes some of the growth you need to bring in, it's got to be personal. So you might need to teach people how to be motivated. You might need to teach people how to overcome difficult situations in their family. Whatever you're doing, monetize the growth that you are undertaking. And this is a totally different business model than bringing in celebrities. So don't look to bring in celebrities. Again, that takes your business in a different direction. You will not be at the center of it. And the idea here is for you to be the center of it. And you are adding a USP to your learning center. You're giving your learning center something unique because it's personal and it's coming from you. But don't ruin it by getting a list of celebrities and making your business about that. If you will seek the people that just have good information, that, you know, even if you've got to allow those people to make an offer, you're going to have a situation where this is a more humble strategy, right? It's a more humble strategy. Now, I'm not saying the internet status is wrong, because it works. So don't think that if you can get status or people can look at you as, you know, the end all be all, people really like you, and trying to make people like you is bad. I'm not saying that. You should. So if you had a way to upgrade your status, or, you know, you want to associate people and they're going to give you status by putting you on their pictures and doing all these other things, if you can do those things, do them, because those things still work. I'm saying don't build your business around those things. You build your business around getting celebrities, you almost cease to be an information marketer. What you're really becoming is you're becoming more of a media person. And again, there's nothing wrong with that, but if you're trying to help people and you're trying to build it around your being an educator, being an entertainer is different, right? And when you start looking for celebrities and you're bringing these celebrities in, what you're basically doing is you're not asking people to consume, you're asking people to be entertained. It's a different business model. It's not a legitimate business model, but it is a different business model. And it's one that is less about loyalty and more about being constant. So you start entertaining people. What you got to do is you got to give people consistent content. And that content has to entertain people. Otherwise, they'll move on to something else. It's just the nature of it. Here's the last thing. And it's kind of an important way of looking at this. What you've got to do is you've got to figure out how to grow yourself, and then you've got to make that growth an extension of what you're delivering to your customers. So in other words, you've got to make the connection between your customers and the growth you experience. And sometimes that's going to mean you're going to have to ask for a few dollars for people to join you in that learning, but that's fine. Some people are going to be interested, some people are not going to be. But if you don't grow and you don't give people the opportunity to participate with you, you miss a richness about building a membership. Building a membership is really about growth. And you've got to grow and you've got to help your people to grow. And one of the ways that you grow and help your people to grow is to do the growth together and give people the opportunity to participate with you. Okay, so are there any questions? Any questions?